You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all the stuff. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. But listen, yesterday I opened the show with a monologue that focused on finding your spot, your mission, if you will, and preparing for it, gathering up others, making a difference in your own sphere of influence for the values that you know are right. Like literally finding a place, a means to plug into the social, the cultural, the political winds, and taking a stand for something you believe in. For the conservative principles that you and I and so many others believe in. Things like, you know, constitutional rights being paramount to a free society. Or parents having a say in their child's education. Or affirming that there's only two genders. Or government not overburdening its citizens with excess regulations. Or low taxation. Or free markets. Or safe streets. Or strong families. Energy independence, strong border policies, a military designed solely to win wars. I could go on and on, but I would bet that somewhere in that list I just ran through that one of those things hit a passion point with you. Something, a cause, a concern, a candidate, that thing that you can personally rally behind or even lead the charge yourself. But how do you know? I mean, how do you know that anything you do will make a difference? You may be sitting there right now hearing me talk thinking, you know, that what you have to say doesn't matter. You think that maybe, you know, something that you would do would never even move the needle. Or you're just ruminating that you have nothing to offer, no skills, no words, no opinions. I would say you'd be wrong. You know why I know that? Because I've watched it happen time and time again. Listen, I'm going to tell you this with all sincerity. If you will find your passion, and you will find your people, and you find your plan, and you identify your part, you will know that you know that you know that you have purpose. I've got a friend who didn't like politics in his area, and he was young, though, like in his 20s. I mean, who would listen to him, right? His passion was to change the political dynamic in his area away from the good old boys who had controlled it for so long, but he needed people. So he got together just with a few other young guys, some friends of his, and they began to kind of talk through it all. And then they just decided to form the Northeast Alabama Young Republicans. They just did it. They didn't know how. They just did it. And they began making the rounds. They began meeting folks. They began asking candidates to come talk to them. And let me tell you something. Showing up at yogurt shops as a candidate and finding 75 20-somethings had all gotten together and wanting to hear a political speech, that's an attention getter. I'm just telling you. And they grew. And then they decided, you know what? Some of us might run for office. And we'll support each other. Lots of offices. And of that original group of young unknowns in Northeast Alabama, one of them became a probate judge, one served on the county commission, one became a mayor, one became the county revenue commissioner, one became a circuit court judge, and the original guy who dreamed up the whole idea of having such a group is now a senior staffer for a U.S. senator. And it all started with a few 20-somethings just sitting around talking about their desire for change. Epic. But still, I mean, how do you know? How can you be sure? Well, the answer, you might not know. You might not know the full impact of your actions. You might only get the benefit of seeing what happens in your sphere of influence. You might be able to see no further. You might not only know your part, but you don't know the part of the others above you or in the bigger picture. But that does not negate the value of your effort. It's like what we see in the issuing of an operations order in the Army. So brigade issues the op order to the battalions. Battalions then separate their parts out and issue the battalion op order down to their companies. Companies down to their platoons, platoons down to their squads. And when you give that op order brief, the most you will typically brief to your subordinates is what elements maybe two levels higher are doing just to give them somewhat of a bigger picture. But the bottom line is that that squad leader at the bottom of the totem pole, that squad leader may have no idea what his brigade is doing overall. But that squad leader knows where to find his company and his platoon, and he knows that he needs to lead his squad up a hill, and somehow that hill fits into a bigger plan. A bigger plan he may never actually see. But he knows one way or another that he and his squad are going to, by God, take that hill, and they're going to make a difference in their small part of the plan. And truthfully, I'll be honest with you, if every squad does the same thing, then it adds up to the platoon being successful. And if the platoons are successful, the company is successful, and the battalions and the brigades. So you find your part. And you don't think for a second that it's too small or too finite. You take your hill. Just take your hill. And then once you stop discounting your own ability to have an effective mission, then you got to figure out actually like what to do. Literally, what do you do? What is your role, your means, your technique, your skill set, and how should it be employed? I mean, how do you know? Well, here's my suggestion. Take a look at the way God made you. Seriously, what are your gifts and talents? Are you a writer? Then write. Are you a leader? Lead. Are you a craftsman? Then build. Let me tell you something. I had a guy that was assigned to my team right before we were set to go downrange for some very dangerous times. We were all Army, right? Except this guy had actually just spent 17 years in the Navy and crossed over right before the deployment. He was a small boat mechanic. What good is a small boat mechanic to me in the arid backside of Southwest Asia? Well, he literally came to me and told me he was concerned because he did not know if he had the skills for the mission. And I got to admit, I was worried. And then we got downrange, and we had to live off generators for nearly a year. And guess who kept my generators running 24/7 for the next 10 months? You guessed it. The guy who didn't think he had anything to contribute. The guy who had spent 17 years keeping engines running in austere conditions. That guy. So yeah, look at your skill sets, your gifts, your talents, your experiences, and do not for a second downplay what God has built into you over the years. So let me sum it up. I'm telling you, friends, that's how movements start. You don't have to change the world. Just change your world. Take your hill. Literally, here's the deal. You find your passion. Then you find your people. Then you find your plan. Then you find your part. And you will know that you know that you know that you have a purpose. So get her done, you bunch of ruffians. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm serious, man. Those young guys in Northeast Alabama, they changed the entire political landscape. And they were just a bunch of young guys. And I guarantee you that the topic started off with, here, hold my beer. I guarantee you it was one of those things where they just said, let's just do it. And that's what happened. They had a passion. And they found each other. They had their people. They made a plan. And then they put it all, and they found their part in the plan. And then, dadgummit, if they didn't realize they had purpose. I'm just saying. Get out there and get her done. No excuses. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole lot more where that came from. We'll be right back.